views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Let's talk about your juicy love with me, Una Drake. We explore relationships, dating, sacred union, communication, conscious love, healthy boundaries, and much more. As a dating and relationship coach for over 5 years, with a background in shamanic healing and metaphysical work, I've helped men and women, young and old, from all walks of life. My mission is to increase peace, joy, and love on planet Earth. So listen in and stay juicy.
Yep, it's me, Una Drake, and today we're going to talk about finding love at any age. I've worked with many seniors and many people in the 55 and over category, and in many ways, today is, into the modern age, is the best time in the history of the planet to be an elder, essentially. People are living longer and healthier lives than ever before. And, of course, it's natural to want a good relationship during your later years. And many people find themselves, single, either through they've lost a partner or maybe they've been through a divorce or for any number of reasons. Many seniors want to meet someone to have a great relationship with. So today we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about finding love at any age, especially talking to seniors. And this will be a preview of a live presentation that I'm giving at the Montlake Community Center on Wednesday, November 7th from 1 to 3 p.m. And this is a free program done through the city of Seattle, specifically for those who are 55 and older. So again, just to introduce myself, I'm Una Drake. I'm a dating and relationship coach. I live and work in Seattle, and I've helped people from 25 all the way through a 70 plus. My oldest client was 75 years old. So I actually have a lot of experience working with those in the 55 and older age range and helping them find love and helping them find good relationships. So if this is you, if you are, maybe a baby boomer or, someone who's retired and you find yourself single, but you would rather not be single, listen up. This is the show for you. So, it's totally natural and normal to want a good, healthy relationship, and a loving partnership can, for anybody, it can help you enjoy life more, but it can also, studies have shown that having a solid, good, life partner can help you live a healthier and happier and even a longer life as opposed to those who, live alone or who are in a relationship that's not really working. Having a relationship is an absolutely worthy goal. It's not something that you should be ashamed of in any way. Sometimes I when I first start working with people, they're a little reticent to admit that they really want a partnership, and they feel a little maybe shy about admitting that. But it's totally normal, totally okay, totally good to want a high quality partnership, and it can even make you healthy and live longer. So just go for it. And we're going to be talking about how to do that. So in this talk, we're specifically going to be covering how to meet like-minded singles. And we're also going to be covering how to approach someone that you're interested in. And then we're also going to be talking a little bit about decoding online dating for those of you who do feel ready to venture into the online sphere. That may not be everyone, but for some people, it's the right choice. So let's talk a little bit more about finding a relationship, especially for those in the 55 plus age range, for those who might be in their more golden years of life. So, if you're in this situation, I just want to stress, it's totally okay to admit that you want a partnership. Now, maybe most of your friends, most of the people that you know, maybe they're already married. Maybe they've been married for 30 plus years and, you know, they're not really thinking about dating or, maybe you don't know a lot of people your age who are also single and looking, but that's not a reason to restrict yourself or to feel ashamed for wanting a relationship and for putting time and energy into finding a relationship that's going to really work for you and that's going to really enhance your life. You know, again, as I was saying just a few minutes ago, a loving partnership can really help you not only enjoy life more, like what if you had someone to go to the movies with? What if you had someone to have dinner with every night? What if you had someone in your life who could help you laugh and just relax and you could go to the opera with or take trips with? Would that be awesome? I think so. But having a loving partnership can also help you live a healthier and longer life, which is really important. And a lot of people, especially as they're getting in their upper 50s, 60s, 70s, they start to think about this more. Human touch and physical intimacy are important parts of life at any age. And that includes seniors. Human touch is a natural and healthy part of life. And just because you're a senior doesn't mean that it's not important. And that's something that you can have in a healthy, good, intimate partnership. So, you might feel discouraged about the possibility of finding love, but I'm here to tell you, having worked with many, many people in their 50s, 60s, and 70s, it absolutely is possible. So please don't let past experiences or, maybe beliefs about what's possible for people in their senior years, don't let it hold you back. Especially today, people are living healthier lives longer and longer. And if you feel good, if you want a loving partnership, you absolutely can find it. So how do you meet like-minded singles? Let's just jump right into it. Of course, there's lots of people out there. There's lots of people who are even in the, your age range. But how do you meet people who are like you? How do you meet people who share your interests? Well, first of all, you have to ask yourself, what matters most to you and what are you passionate about? Because what I find for people at any age is that what helps people form the best connections is if you have something in common, like something really core in common with, people who might be potential partners. I mean, many people, of course, find partnerships through their church or organizations that have a lot of meaning for them or that have a mission that's very meaningful to them in particular. So what's really, I find, most important and most valuable for people when they're trying to, meet other people who are, like-minded, is to actually be really mindful about what do you care about, what matters to you, and then go about finding people who also care deeply about what you care about. So, you can ask yourself, like, what brings you alive? What have you been passionate about in the past? What are you passionate about now? What types of things do you love doing or do you feel that are really important and valuable for the world or just in your life? For some people, this might be, again, their church. For many people, it is a religious or, you know, spiritual connection that they really feel has the most meaning for them in their lives. But for other people, it could be feeding the homeless, or it could be taking care of our environment. It could be, working for education, you know. Maybe you were a teacher or are a teacher. Maybe you care about helping kids learn how to read. And you know, I could definitely see, you know, helping children learn how to read is a hugely valuable contribution to the planet. And in finding out, in really rediscovering what you're most passionate about and, thinking about this in terms of how to meet other people, volunteering your time or spending time contributing to organizations that you feel make the world a better place will definitely put you in the spheres where you have a good chance of meeting other like-minded singles and people who share your interests, share your passions, share what you feel is really important. And those are people who are most likely you're going to have something really in common with. So we're going to have to go to break really soon. But I want to just over the break, think about, you know, what do you really care about? And what are those things that make you really come alive? Because there's several parts of this. In thinking about, you know, what types of organizations and activities and things like that, that you are most passionate about. Yes, you're going to meet other, if you spend your time invested in those things, you're going to meet other people who are also investing their time and their energy and their passion into those things. And most likely you'll have something in common. But also in focusing on what makes you come alive, then you're going to make yourself feel more connected, you know, in feeling needed and valuable. That helps us connect with other people and it helps us live lives of greater passion and vitality. And that's really attractive. So it's not only good for you, but it's good for helping you actually be attractive to other people too. So again, we got to go to break, but we'll be right back in just a few minutes. And I'm Luna Drake.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Main. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmain.com.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Are you looking to grow spiritually, expand your consciousness, increase psychic abilities? Well, there's a free app for that. Pure Light offers audios that transmit high spiritual frequencies to help you awaken to your full potential. Hundreds of audios created by some of the world's top energy healers, and many are free. Enjoy the latest in conscious technology and download Pure Light today. To find out more, visit purelightaudio.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
All right, we're back. I'm Una Drake, and you're listening to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake. I'm a dating and relationship coach, and I help people find juicy love. Today, we're talking about how to find love at any age, and this is specifically for those who are 55 and older. This is a little preview. Today on this show, we're doing a little preview of a live presentation that I'll be giving at the Montlake Community Center here in Seattle, Washington, on Wednesday, November 7th, 2018. It's a 1 to 3 p.m. in the afternoon. Again, at the Montlake Community Center, it's totally free, and it's for those who are 55 and older. And we're going to be talking about today, again, how to find a high-quality relationship that feels good. Why would you want a relationship that feels bad? But you want a relationship that feels good and keeps getting better. We're talking about simple ways to meet like-minded singles, and how to approach someone that you're interested in, and then how to decode online dating. I know online dating can feel intimidating, especially for a lot of seniors, but it can be the right choice for some people. So we'll be talking about if it's the right choice for you, and if so, some do's and don'ts on how to make it effective for you. So, again, before the break, we were talking a little bit about, you know, why you might want a partner and why having a loving partnership, a good partnership in your life is really important. Actually, studies have shown that having a good quality partnership can actually help you live a healthier and longer life than not. I mean, of course, especially as people get older, you want to find ways to make your life healthier, happier, live longer, and having a good quality partnership can be a very important part of that equation for you. So we were talking about how to meet like-minded singles. And of course, part of that process is finding out what's really important to you. And then honestly, volunteering and doing volunteer work and putting in time towards organizations and activities and causes that are important to you is a very, very good way to meet other people who share your beliefs and share your passions. And some of them are probably going to be single, and they could be, you know, they could be good people to possibly form a relationship with. But in any case, if you are putting your time and energy towards something that you really believe in, you know, or that really fires you up, you know, really makes you come alive, then you're going to be helping the world be a better place, and you're going to be more vital, more active. You know, you're going to make yourself the best version of who you are. And that's going to be super attractive. So you'll be more attractive and more available for anyone out there who might be a good match for you. So in the Seattle area, there's something called the Retired and Senior Volunteer Program. It's called RSVP. And I was just doing a little bit of research for the show and noticed that there are tons and tons of opportunities for retired and senior people to do volunteer work through this organization. So again, volunteering is a great way to go, but you know, finding things that finding programs that make you come alive and that help make the world a better place, they don't necessarily need to be strictly volunteer opportunities, although that's probably the best, one of the best ways to go. And think about it too. If you're meeting other people who do volunteer work, not only are they probably going to be interested in the same things that you're interested in because you're doing the same, you know, you're volunteering for the same organization or the same cause, but also they're people who don't mind helping other people. So, you know, generally those are good people to know. There are people who are giving, loving, care about other people. They're generally good quality people to have a relationship with, you know, as opposed to people who only care about themselves. But in the, as far as other ways to find like-minded people, you can also think about book clubs or walking clubs, community events. There's a lot of events, say, through the library system here in Seattle. You know, I know that you might be listening to this from anywhere else in the world. So just check out your, you know, your community, your city, and check out what events might be available, especially for seniors. But also check out museums and other, you know, say civic organizations, civic and arts organizations, around things that you're interested in. You know, here in Seattle, we have many, many museums, from art museum. We have a wooden boat museum. We have, you know, in most major cities have museums on just about anything. So find something that you care about and get involved. And then, of course, as we also talked about, you know, your church or a spiritual community that, you know, shares your beliefs or that you feel nurtured by can be an excellent type of organization to give your time to, and to also meet people who are like-minded and share your values and share your way of looking at the world. You know, people who might be, it's a good way to meet other people who might be a good match for you, good people to form a good quality relationship with. So, so then once you've been doing this, say you go out there, you volunteer or you get involved in your community and you are giving back and you're alive and vital and you're tuning into what matters, well, then you meet somebody. And how do you approach someone that you're interested in? Well, my advice, honestly, is to be pretty upfront, okay? In this process, again, as we talked about earlier in the show, you have nothing to be ashamed of in wanting a partner and wanting a good quality relationship. You know, being single is not something to be ashamed of, and wanting a relationship is definitely not something to be ashamed of. You know, it's okay to say, hey, I'm single, I want a good relationship, and I'm going to do something about it. So have confidence and own who you are and what you're looking for. It's not the time to be shy. So if you see someone that you're interested in, make eye contact. You know, say hi, start a conversation. There's nothing to lose in this process, okay? And also, I'm a big advocate, especially for those, you know, older adults, you know, for people 55 plus, don't be shy. You don't have time to waste. And, you know, if you're talking to other adults, you know, they know what's going on. They know what's up. They've been around the block. So you don't need to beat around the bush, okay? And you don't need to kind of play coy or hard to get. If they're interested, they're interested. If they're not, they're not. It's best to just be upfront. Don't be creepy. ask him out to coffee, but don't waste time and don't waste time playing hard to get. even if you're a woman, yes, you can ask a man out. But basically, you want to just be very upfront and very confident. And if they're interested, they're interested. And if they're not, they're not. But, do introduce yourself, do start a conversation. And I would recommend asking someone that you're interested in to tea or coffee. That's pretty universal, low commitment, low pressure first date. Coffee, tea, juice, whatever, something that doesn't take a lot of time, doesn't take a lot of money. Again, it's easy for them to turn it down if they are not interested, but it's very easy to also accept if they are interested. And if you do get turned down, just think of it as, oh, well, not a big deal. On to the next person. It's better than spending weeks or months or even years of your life hung up on being kind of in a friend zone with someone that you're interested in, but you're not sure if it's going to work or not. Basically, you don't have time to waste. Just if you're interested in someone, start a conversation and ask them out sooner rather than later to see whether they're interested or not. And we're going to have to go to break really soon. We'll just keep this pretty short. But again, it's important to have confidence and to not be super attached, to not be overly attached to whether someone takes you up on your offer of a date or whether they turn you down. Know that you have value in and of yourself. You are a worthy person. You are worthy of love. And, just because it doesn't work with one person, it might work with the next. So just keep swinging. Okay, we're going to break. I'm Una Drake. We're talking today about finding love at any age. And if you know that you'd like to reach out to me and possibly, have a free mini session and talk about your own situation and your own potential dating life. Or if you have questions, shoot me an email, una@unadrake.com, una@unadrake.com. I'd be happy to talk with you and give you a free discovery session. All right, we're going to break. I'll talk to you in a few minutes.
Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, seattlehealinghypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a moment for standing in your power. Self-control begins with noticing how different feelings present themselves in your body. When you're feeling sensitive, for example, your chin might quiver, tears might well up in your eyes, and your voice might catch in your throat. Anger, on the other hand, might appear as tension in your jaw, back, or arms, along with clenched fists, heat in the upper torso, scowling, and a strong desire to yell. The more aware you become of your body cues, the easier it will be to recognize when you're on the road to disaster. Choose the emotions that cause you problems, then start noticing and logging the body cues that come with them.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com. That's empoweringnrg.com.
Charlene Hess is a redheaded powerhouse of energy, love, and light. As a hairstylist, personal trainer, and life coach, she empowers people to develop a deeper connection with themselves mentally, emotionally, and physically. Join Charlene the third Friday of each month on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Get ready to experience your highest self, find your purpose, and discover your calling. You too can become unstoppable, shining your light and sharing your gift. Visit Charlene at charlenehess.com.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Love Living Radio Ignite Your Whole Being with Emily Perkins is a show for those looking to explore the sparkling magnificence of their inner selves. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific as Emily sheds a radiant light of love on the beauty and power that resides within you, discussing love in all its forms through conversations that provoke awareness, curiosity, and expansion. Emily shares the unlimited power of love. For more information or to listen to this show, visit lovelivingholistics.com.
All right, we're back. You're listening to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake. I'm a dating and relationship coach in Seattle, Washington, and today we're talking about finding love at any age. And this is a little preview of a free presentation that I'm giving on Wednesday, November 7th at the Montlake Community Center here in Seattle. It's from 1 to 3 p.m. It's free, and it's a free talk that I'm doing with the city of Seattle as a service to those to our senior community members. A lot of people in the 55 plus age category, you know, you might feel sometimes I talk to people and they want a relationship, but they feel like they're just too old. You know, like the ship has sailed, and you know, if since they didn't find the relationship that worked for them earlier in life, that it will never work. And I'm here to say that is absolutely not true. I have successfully worked with clients up to 75 years old, and I know that there are many, many, many possibilities out there. And if you have the willpower to do it, then I can help you make it happen. And we're going to be talking about some specific things that you can do right now. We've already talked about how to meet like-minded singles, and we've talked about how to approach someone that you're interested in. We're also going to be talking about how to decode online dating. Now, I know a lot of seniors have questions about whether to even use online dating. It can feel pretty intimidating sometimes. Certainly there are pros and cons to online dating in general, but it can definitely be a powerful and effective way to meet compatible singles if and when it's used correctly. So, online dating is one of the things that I'm basically a specialist in. I do think that it's a good and valuable tool to use, but the fact is that about 90%, okay, that's a rough estimate, but rough estimate, about 90% of the people who use online dating tools honestly are not using those tools effectively. And so online dating gets a bad rap a lot of times. It's not a foolproof process. There are ways to use it better and also less effectively. Some of the things to consider in using online dating is, how proficient are you with using the internet, using a computer. If you're used to, many seniors are have no problem. You know, maybe you've been using a computer for decades. Other seniors, maybe you're not as comfortable using a computer. So with online dating, it definitely helps. You should be pretty comfortable using a computer, at least know how to use email, for example, and know how to basically do basic web navigation. If that is a, if using a computer is a challenge for you, or if you do not have reliable internet that you can access at least several times a week, it's probably not a good option for you. But I know that I'd say probably most seniors are comfortable, you know, using computers. So what are some other things that you should keep in mind? Well, you'll want to consider what platform to use. You know, there are many online dating options, many websites that you can use. I'm not going to get into apps right now. There are phone apps that you can also, that are also used for, quote, online dating, or, you know, the world of online dating, but I'm not going to get into apps. You know, there are many options. Some are aimed at seniors and some are aimed at a more general audience. Talking to someone like me, a dating coach or dating expert can help you determine what is right for you. Because honestly, it's not exactly one size fits all. There are some things to keep in mind. And if we were to talk, one-on-one, I could help you determine what might be the best choice for you in particular, because there are a lot of options out there. But other things that you want to consider are, you know, what are you really looking for? Online dating can be extremely powerful, but if you aren't focused and if you don't know what you really want, then it can be tricky. And honestly, clarity is the first step that I work with people on, not just those in the 55 and up category, but anybody. Knowing what you really want and having a lot of clarity around who you are and what you're looking for is the most important first step in this process, because online dating can help you find who you're looking for, but if you don't know who you're looking for, then it's not going to do you a whole lot of good. So we're working with someone like me, working with a dating coach, can help you a lot in that process, because honestly, there are a lot of things to consider, and it can really help to have another person, especially someone with experience in this area, help you determine what the important features are to consider. I have some tools that I lead people through, but you want to think about, what kind of relationship do you really want? You know, do you want a marriage? You know, are you looking to get married maybe again? You know, maybe you've been married in the past or not, but do you want marriage? Do you want just to date around? Do you want, I just read an article not too long ago that it's more and more common these days for especially senior daters to want to live separately, but still have a committed monogamous relationship, but maintain separate residences and separate lives. That's totally an option. But, virtually anything is an option, but you need to know what you're looking for so that you're able to get it, so that you're able to ask for it, so you're able to find other people who also want what you are after, so that you can find compatible people to have a good relationship with. And it sometimes can take a little while and take some deep conversation with someone like me to find that out, to really uncover what you're actually looking for and what's going to work for you. in terms of a relationship. So if you do want to get a hold of me, I give free 30-minute discovery sessions. You can reach me by emailing una@unadrake.com. That's una@unadrake.com. And I'd be happy to set up a discovery call with you and help you discover what it is that you're looking for, help you gain the clarity that will help you find that relationship that's going to work for you, that relationship that will enhance the golden years of your life. You deserve that. And working with someone like me, even if it's just in a 30-minute free discovery call, can help you really get clarity on what it is that you're after and what it is that you really want. And of course, there's many ways to meet that person that you're looking for, to meet that person for that good relationship that will add so much value to your life and help you stay healthy and happy and live longer. So back to decoding online dating. We're going to just say a few more words about this. Of course, clarity is the first and most important step, in my opinion, in this process, because online dating is very, very powerful, very, very powerful technology. But if it's not used well, then it's not necessarily going to do you a lot of good. So there's other things. There are obviously more nitty-gritty technical things like how to set up your actual profile, getting photos that are good, that will, help you reach who you want to reach. And then, the actual approach in how to actually manage your dating life. These are things that I help clients with all the time and that I'd be happy to discuss with you in a clarity session. So we got to go to break soon, but again, if you want a clarity session with me, you can email me at una@unadrake.com, una@unadrake.com. I'd be happy to talk with you and answer your questions and see how you can move forward towards finding the relationship that's really going to work for you. We got to go to break, but I'll be right back in just a few minutes. Thank you.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan, the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit YourNextChapterCoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Tune in to People Like Us Radio with Megan Lyons, transcending the trauma of the human experience. Megan will be raising the universal consciousness by empowering listeners with their own inner strength, working past trauma and abuse. Megan will show you how to find true healing and inner peace through the art and practice of self-love. Tune in every first and third Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. For more information about Megan and her work, visit enterthelightllc.com.
Charlene Hess is a redheaded powerhouse of energy, love, and light. As a hairstylist, personal trainer, and life coach, she empowers people to develop a deeper connection with themselves mentally, emotionally, and physically. Join Charlene the third Friday of each month on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Get ready to experience your highest self, find your purpose, and discover your calling. You too can become unstoppable, shining your light and sharing your gift. Visit Charlene at charlenehess.com.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, and I am a dating and relationship coach in Seattle. I've been doing this since 2012, and I love helping people find juicy love. I've worked with people, with clients all the way from 25 years old to 75 years old, and I do love working with people in the, you could say, senior category. I feel that seniors have a lot of wisdom and a lot to give back, and seniors deserve love, maybe more than any of us. So today we're talking about find love at any age. And I'm specifically, especially talking to those who are in the 55 and older age bracket. This is a little preview of a live talk that I will be giving at the Montlake Community Center here in Seattle on Wednesday, November 7th, 2018. It'll be in the afternoon from 1 to 3 p.m. And this is a free presentation that I'm giving as part of a program put on by the City of Seattle for our, senior residents. And, you know, it's important. It's important to find love, to have a healthy relationship at any age. It's important to have connection, touch, intimacy. Those are things that are important for humans in general, not just for young people, not just for people in their 20s or their 30s. Those are, you know, having a healthy, good relationship is important for everybody, and everybody deserves love. Oftentimes when I first talk to people in their maybe older years, they wonder if it's even possible for them to have the kind of relationship that they really want. However, from experience in working with many, many people in their 50s, 60s, and 70s, I can tell you it's absolutely possible if it's something that you want and that you're willing to work a little bit for. And think about the benefits of a relationship. Think about what having a partner could bring to your life. Think about having someone to share your golden years with, someone to go to the movies with, someone to go to the opera with, someone to go tour the wine country of Washington State with. You want to go on a weekend trip to the Yakima wine country? Well, it's nice to be able to do that with a partner, right? It's having someone that we share our lives with can also help us live a happier and healthier life for longer. And, sharing love is one of the most valuable things in life. And I think especially as we get older, more and more of us realize that, love is really what it's all about. You know, I believe that we're here mostly to learn how to love and be loved. And that's equally true for people in their 20s as it is for people in their, 70s and 80s. It applies to everybody. So if you're in your 50s, 60s, 70s, or older, and you're feeling you're single, but you don't want to be, or you have some little niggling of an inclination that, you know, that you want a partner, that you want a partner to share your life with, I'm here to tell you that yes, you can have that. Yes, it can happen. And I would love to help you find that relationship. Today in this episode of Your Juicy Love, we covered how to meet like-minded singles. If you didn't catch that part of the show, we talked about discovering or rediscovering what you are passionate about and what makes you come alive and what you feel is of really what's the most value that you have to contribute to the world, and then doing that and finding other people who share those interests, who share those passions, who also want to contribute to the world in the same ways that you do. Because if you're finding people who also care about contribution and care about the things that really matter to you, those are probably going to be awesome people and really highly likely people that you could form good friendships with, or that could be really good people, good potential people to, you know, that might be a life partner. In any case, by investing your time and your effort and your energy into things that you really care about and that make you come alive, you will be, A, contributing to your community, but you'll also be making yourself come more alive. Because when we contribute to other people, when we connect, when we connect and contribute to our community, we come alive to a greater degree than we did before. And when we are most alive and we're making ourselves the best version of who we can be, then people want to connect with us. It's funny how that works. But when you are becoming and being the best version of who you are, when you are living your best life, when you're happy and alive and full of vitality, then, people can't help but be attracted to you. So, and you'll also, of course, in doing the things that you love and that bring you alive, you'll be in the spheres of other people who care about the same stuff. So, and then we also talked in this show a little bit earlier, we talked about, you know, how to approach people that you're interested in. So say you're living your best life, you're active, you're vital, you're doing what you love, and you meet someone else who's interesting. You know, you want to see if they're single, if they might want to go out. My advice there, I'm recapping a little bit here, but my advice is be bold, ask them out. Don't wait around, you know, don't wait for them to approach you. You make the first move, be confident, be bold, go after what you actually want. And, maybe it might not work with everybody, but that's okay. you don't need to take it personally if you get turned down. Again, just reach out, be bold, go after what you're looking for. We just got a few more minutes here. In the last segment, we covered a little bit about online dating, and online dating can be the most powerful tool for meeting compatible singles. However, a lot of people who use online dating don't know how to use those powerful tools effectively, but I happen to be an expert at online dating in particular, and the subjects of love in dating and relationships in general. I'd be happy to talk with you and help you figure out the best ways for you to meet compatible singles and for you to find the relationship that you're looking for. So please reach out to me. I would love to give you a free 30-minute discovery session to answer your questions and help you get clarity about what you're looking for and what steps you can take to move you down the path toward the relationship that's going to really work out for you and add the value and the vitality and the joy to your golden years. You can reach out and email me to set up the discovery session, una@unadrake.com. You can learn more about me by going to my website, unadrake.com. And again, email me, send me an email. I'd love to do a discovery session with you. una@unadrake.com, una@unadrake.com, una@unadrake.com. Please reach out to me. Again, thanks for listening. This is Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake. Stay juicy out there. And until next time, live a juicy life. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake. Tune in each month as Dr. Pat and I co-host together, creating juicy conversations, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. I interview amazing guests, and you'll learn how to transform your relationships so you can stay juicy. To learn more about me or to listen to past shows, visit my website at unadrake.com.